from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're considering a play about the school-to-prison pipeline, film starring the Golden Gate Bridge, and we're celebrating a little girl with a big brain. David Wiegand and I have big brains, but we parked them in the cloud and we've forgotten the password. He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. And good morning.
Good morning, Cy. How are you?
I'm okay, but I can't remember that password. Let's start with that little girl. And she's often mistreated by her parents. And when she is, she gets back by being naughty.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pot of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance. They
That's Matilda from Matilda the Musical, a big hit in England and on Broadway. And there's a touring company version coming to San Francisco next week.
Yeah, that's right. And it was a huge hit. It's based on a novel by Roald Dahl. He also did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. One of the things I love about him, I think he was sort of an early generation's Lemony Snicket in a way. He understood that children don't want just a lot of sweets. And some of the really badly behaved children in Dahl's work
are the heroines and heroes.
Well, they're also, when they're villainous, they get their comeuppance in such an inventive way.
Really,
and that happens in this show, too.
Yeah, and I talked to Matilda's songwriter, Tim Minchin, a few months ago on his way through town, and he's a huge fan of Roald Dahl. And one reason he says is it gives us a feminist icon, one who gains power through learning.
We need to create art that says to people, knowledge is power, not taking power with guns and beheadings or... Basically, the musical says, read more, and my comedy shows say, read more. I mean, that's a slightly privileged middle-class thing to say. Oh, what everyone needs is more books, but it's true as well.
Hey, Matilda the Musical opens Wednesday and continues through August the 15th. It's the summer blockbuster season, so someone must be admiring or destroying the Golden Gate Bridge on a movie screen near you. And I hear a song about that. That is more than enough of Duran Duran from the James Bond flick, A View to a Kill. And the San Francisco Historical Society is hosting a show about the bridge, about the Golden Gate Bridge, on the silver screen.
That's right. And it's put together by Jim Van Buskirk, a guy I really have admired for a really long time. He's a wonderful librarian, historian, and so forth. But, you know, there are so many films. Obviously, every time anybody wants to destroy something, they come to San Francisco. We have so many things that are ripe for destruction, and the bridge, of course, is one of them. I like that one. I don't know which one it is where it's probably It Came from Beneath the Sea, where that big octopus comes grasps the bridge and, you know, pulls it down. And there's another one where the bridge is swaying back and forth, and I don't know. That bridge is indestructible as far as Hollywood's concerned.
Well, and in Inside Out, the new Pixar film, in fact, there's some admiring glances at the Golden Gate Bridge as well. The San Francisco History Society presents On Location, the Golden Gate Bridge on the silver screen. That's on Tuesday evening at the Milton Marks Auditorium, 455 Golden Gate Ave in San Francisco. The San Francisco Symphony is in pops mode this week, but it's presenting some pretty cool music. That's Angelique Kidjo in a song written by Philip Glass about a Yoruban goddess. It's part of a suite, and they're going to be doing it at the symphony this year.
That's right. I think it was sort of an accidental collaboration. She is an amazing West African singer, obviously, just a world-renowned, a great voice, as you could obviously hear. Sort of, I think, was talking to Philip Glass and said, yeah, I'd kind of like to put some music to these Yoruban songs, a sort of interpretation, interpret them a little bit more. And, you know, a collaboration was born from there. So this is the American premiere of this suite. And, you know, with her voice and Glass's music, can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's only the third performance ever of this suite. Angelique Kidjo sings with the San Francisco Symphony tonight at 7:30 at Davies Hall. And the symphony puts on a free show on Sunday at noon on Pier 27, performing with Bryce Dressner from The National. They're doing his orchestral piece, St. Caroline by the Sea, a cheap thrill because it's free. Anna Deavere Smith is best known for her television roles on Nurse Jackie and others, but she's even better, really magnificent on the stage when she does documentary theater projects. She's got a new show at Berkeley called Notes from the Field. It's about the schools to prison pipeline. And I saw a rehearsal of this piece. It just was wonderful. Interviews with prison officials and kids in school and in prison and educators, both moving and I think a call to action on a real crisis for inner city kids. Notes from the Field opens tonight at the Berkeley Repertory Theater and continues through August 2nd. Now let's rock.
Coming at midnight into my window.
That's the very dirty guitar work of King Tuff. They're one of the featured bands at the 6th Annual Fono del Sol Festival, put on by our friends at the Bay Bridge.
That's right. It's Bay Bridge and Tiny Telephone, and it takes place at the Potrero del Sol Park. And there's food there. It's all day Saturday. Among the other bands that are going to be there is this really cool Brooklyn duo called Tan Lines. I think they're really great. But you know, it's mostly the camaraderie and the community aspect of this event that makes it so really special. And it also celebrates, you know, Bay Area music, really.
Yeah, Fono del Sol is at Potrero del Sol Park in San Francisco, noon to 7 on Saturday.
I wanted to shout out to Kamau Bell. An amazing comic, obviously. He's back in the Bay Area, and he's been doing a show at the Marsh, and all the Thursday shows have been sold out. But they just added some shows on Friday and Saturday, beginning July 31st and going through August 22nd. That's really an early shout-out to him because the tickets will go fast, and you should be first in line.
Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and so many more at kqed.org/thedolist. And follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.